This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, time for us to dig into the world of News Talk Radio. Yet another week has gone by, and we are here, Jennifer and I are here. Jay is off, Jay Kirshner had a death in the family, so she is not here. But Jennifer Horn is here, as she usually is, so she and I will tackle the huge problem of looking at this list and talking about the things that are on the list from our perspective. At number 10 on the story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the confession from the killer of Natalie Holloway. Who even remembered? This is the challenge.
Yeah. This was
do you remember?
Absolutely.
How do you, so tell us the story from your
this
perspective.
This was like 20 years in the making.
Yeah,
and
a long time ago.
This girl who went on her senior trip after high school. And she disappeared. She never came home, and no one could find her. And they, like, all the evidence led back to the fact that this guy had probably tried to rape her and or kill her, or something went wrong, and he disposed of her body. And everybody kind of believed that, that there was no proof. And he said that that wasn't the case. And his dad was very high up, I think in the Dutch government or something like that, which is the ruling body of Antigua. It's one of their what do they call it? Not their properties. Their,
what?
When a country owns government? Yeah, when a country owns an island. Anyway, we'll move on because I can't think of the words. My brain is Swiss cheese. But he got away with it for a long time, probably helpful because his dad was up, you know, in the government.
Uh-huh.
He moved on to South America where he was accused of killing another woman in the same set of circumstances.
Great.
He ended up going to jail. He was selling cocaine inside the jail all the way, saying that he hadn't killed Natalie Holloway until one day, I guess, he needed some money. And so he went to the family and said, I can show you where her remains are, because they've never been able to find her remains. And so there's never been closure for the family. And so he said, I can show you where the remains are, but you have to give me X amount of dollars. Well, and the guy's a real jerk. That didn't
work.
Well, he was extradited back to, I think, back to our country this week, and that's when his confession finally came forth. And obviously, Natalie Holloway's mother was visibly upset because it's been 20 years for him to finally confess, and she lost everything.
Live it all over again. Yeah.
Yeah, she lost. Well, I mean, she not only did she lose her daughter, but apparently she lost her job and her teaching credential because she gave up working to solely dedicate herself to try to finding her daughter. And it's just, it's heartbreaking, and it just shows you that there's really sinister evil out there, unfortunately.
Yep. Sure is. All right, number 9. You're going to have to help me with this one because I know there are lots of plans around that come forth every 2 years when Republicans and Democrats want to redistrict, whether it be for Congress, whether it be for local representation in your local legislature. But there's all of this gerrymandering going on, all of this carving up of districts, mostly to help one side and hurt another side. So the accusation is that those who are doing the redistricting in North Carolina are trying to keep blacks out of having the ability to have a representative. Is that about it?
I don't know if it's actually about keeping blacks out. What it is about creating black districts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that can actually, it's something that happens all the time in every state around. I mean, just in the LA City Council race, I live in Los Angeles. If you remember when the LA City Council president had to resign in disgrace because of some comments she made about another city council member and his black son, and they were deemed to be racist, and they were, they were fighting over redistricting the LA City Council into Latino and black districts. So there's always been this this idea that you can assume how minority voters are going to vote. So people try to put them in districts so that either they have more of an impact than the population or less of an impact than their population. I mean, it really, really depends. Now, in North Carolina, Republicans have unveiled a congressional and legislative map. They're in charge of the state house there. I don't know exactly what the rub is locally with them, but this is something that happens in every state, in every city, in every county. And yeah, race is a huge part of it. And sometimes it's about overrepresenting, and sometimes it's about underrepresenting.
Immature, when you get right down. Immature.
The whole process of redistricting is a really tough one, because no matter what, it gets political. Even in California, where we're supposed to have an independent council that determines this stuff. What's independent these days?
Speaking of California, number 8. On the list from Talkers Magazine this week. You can find these, by the way, both at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. Crime is number 8 on the story list. And I noticed that San Francisco is having such a difficult time because of the crime there. They have decided to spend $4 million, partly or mostly, to try to convince the outside world that it's a great place to come visit. And will that $4 million ad campaign fix the problem of homelessness and drug use and pooping on the street
and all the businesses that are closed? I mean, every week it seems like something huge from downtown San Francisco, Nordstrom, or what, you know, whatever these big businesses are going under. And they can blame crime all they want, but I blame their stupid policies, because we've incentivized a state where now, like in Los Angeles, zero cash bail. There was a woman who was arrested for setting 3 fires. She set fire to a home, to a business, and to a tent with someone living in it. And it was revealed that she had just been arrested 48 hours before for ramming into a sushi restaurant in Los Feliz and setting that on fire. Why is there zero cash bail? This is making people get out of jail and commit crimes just continue on their crime spree. And you've got that. You've got the fact that it's only a misdemeanor to steal anything under $900. I mean, it's just they're not enforcing camping laws so people can live and squat all over the streets. Now in California, if you're a police officer and you see someone urinating, they say it would be racist to stop the person urinating on the street. Because apparently there's certain races are more likely to be doing that, and they don't want to have bad interactions with the police. I don't know how.
Where does this come from?
Well, as an evolved society, I don't know how we can ask our police departments to treat people equally and do a good job and not be crazy, right? Uh-huh. And at the same time, let them actually uphold the law. Right now, they're saying because of a couple of bad officers, you can't trust any police department, which is that we shouldn't have any laws, so you have no interaction with them. It's just ridiculous.
It's going round and round and round.
It's not how a society functions, that's for sure.
So that's coupled kind of with number 7, the migrant crisis, because a lot of our big cities like San Francisco begin to act like magnets. Los Angeles, San Francisco, any big city, but they're also now spreading out so that they're pretty much all over the country. People say, well, we need help on the farm. How do you know that these people, are they going to the farms to get jobs? I don't see it happening in any agricultural circumstance. I see a lot of people coming from other countries to do the work on our farms, yeah. But the people coming across the border, as Jennifer's pointed out, a lot of people have pointed this out. They apparently woke up the senior folks in the Biden White House to the problem that's being created by letting all these people in. So now, okay, we're going to take immediate action. Well, you should have taken action, just let it go. But they couldn't leave it the way it was because it was a Trump idea, right? Yeah.
And it's so dumb, because how can you go back? You can't fix 3 years. You can't fix 3 years of people just coming in as they wanted.
I don't know. I get kind of tired about talking about the same stuff. So
over and over and over again. If people just did their job and acted rationally, we'd be in such a nice spot right now.
Wouldn't it? Well, we wouldn't have anything to talk about here.
I guess.
On the Talk Radio Review.
Right.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen going through the story list from Talkers Magazine. Number 6, from number 6 to number 1, it's pretty compelling stuff. The other stuff, not that it isn't compelling, especially the Holloway thing, but it's stuff that we've talked about before. the New World Order, according to China. China's book of the New World Order. Now they're going around to the world trying to convince them the United States is bad, and you don't want them to be the leaders. You want us to be the leaders, because we'll leave you alone. You'll be able to do whatever you want, and if you need our help, you can call.
Vladimir Putin liked that idea.
Oh, yeah. Putin's all over this. All the bad guys are all over it. Iran, yeah, let's get those damn Americans.
Korea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the meantime, the self-serving Chinese, the government, the way that this all is played out, they're so smart. They could see right through us. They knew how greedy most of our corporate leaders were. And so they made it very attractive 40-some-odd years ago. Bring yourself over here. We'll help make your company bigger and better and stronger. We can do it cheaper here because we don't pay our workers anything. So get your stuff made here. And now that they've had success, and now we're beginning to turn off the spigot that we created, they're looking around for other things that they can get involved in, or they can bring along some of the third world countries into their sphere. And I don't know, you want to add to that? I guess I basically synthesized the bottom line of the idea.
I feel like it's become more and more evident, and you know I love our country, but our country is very concerned with the short game, and our country does not think about the long game. Whether it's political parties or whether it's our financial future.
Oh, business is all 6 months. That's it.
We think about the short game, not the long game. China understands the long game, and they have been doing everything intentionally for the last 40 years, including getting our pharmaceutical businesses and getting into our farm business, getting into our food, getting into our manufacturing, everything. I mean, this has not been a short game for them. It's been the long game. And now we're having to deal with it, and it's only going to get worse. And try now to decouple. They want the bad guys to decouple from the United States. It's going to be hard for the United States to decouple from China.
We better be doing it. It's very interesting also to look around at the way the Chinese have bought a lot of land, the way the Chinese, actually a couple of states this past week, I was talking about this on the American Family Farmer program that I do.
They're outlawing it.
They're going to take the land away from them.
Yep.
There are a couple of states that say, okay, we're buying the land back. We don't want the Chinese government through whatever Smithfield, the pork company that they own, that was a company, United States company. How do we ever let them get a hold of that?
Military bases, however.
Yeah. Hello,
good. Scary.
Yeah. All right, it's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, O'Reilly. It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale October 13th through the 16th and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of our expressions of concern over some of the issues, our expressions of disdain over a lot of the stuff that's going on. And when I say our, Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and also the Good Day program. Doug Steffen from Good Day. Let's, because this is the hour, Jennifer. The portion of the hour in each of our Good Day Show hours where we go through social media. Sometimes we have comments from social media, sometimes stories. I thought this was interesting and kind of something I'm sure you've talked about. The Republican lawmakers who are proposing legislation to block children from using social media in school.
This has been a big debate, not just in school.
I thought it was a good idea, frankly.
Vivek Ramaswamy on the, I think, the second Republican debate stage said that he supports a ban of all social media for people under 16.
Yep, me too.
I support
that.
Okay, so I...
So where is it going,
it should be up to the parents, though. I don't want government telling me that.
Well, the parents aren't doing it, so what then
right,
do you do?
But still, I mean, think about the slippery slope. I mean, we believe in our freedoms.
I get that.
Yeah, right. So Ted Cruz apparently is behind it. Along with Ted Budd. I don't know much about him. What's his
story?
Ted
Budd.
Is that it? He's from North Carolina, yeah. So, anyway, that's something that is in the hopper, if you will. All right, some comments about some of the issues this week from our socials. All of our social, everything that is connected to social media, no matter what the platform, you can access it by using Good Day Networks, at Good Day Networks. And so... the news stories is usually the question we ask and get response to for this program anyway. Let's see here. Ms. Hobbs says, when asked the major news story this week, what are you paying most attention to? She said Israel. And so did Johnny Powell. And then, let's see, Mr. Wood says, I stopped listening to the radio. Sorry. As much as I used to,
well,
it puts me in a bad mood. Well, that's because you listen to the wrong program, pal. This program won't put you in a bad mood. There's a lot of stuff going on. He thinks that the Russian war with Ukraine is more important than what's going on in Israel. And to some, I can understand that. Yeah, it could be that it is. All right, let's see here. David Seiler says, that as far as he's concerned, the total dysfunction of the Republicans and the jail walls closing in on Trump, those are the two things that he's paying attention to. Let's see. Dennis Dakota says, dumpy ranting and raving Republicans showing the American people they can't govern, and also the horrendous casualties in the war in the Middle East. Yeah. And see that. The question is, what stories have you been paying attention to? Let's see. Mark Moody says he's concerned about Pee-wee's Playhouse getting their act together. Huh?
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Well, good for you, Mark. Let's get our mind off of the other stuff. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Sean Stewart writes, the media lying, the media, news media, I think is what everybody means, about the missile attack on the Gaza hospital. So what? There are two lies.
That was pretty terrible.
Yeah, but it's pretty obvious because they have satellite imagery of the missile being launched, and it wasn't. There's no Israeli connection
there's
to it at all.
So much evidence. So what happened is that, and it was horrific. We see this hospital. We see people that are, you know, suffering and dying and all of this. And so immediately Hamas goes straight to their PR wing and they send out a press release saying Israel hit the hospital, an intentional strike, and that multiple people died, 500 people. None of that was true, but the media ran with it and looked like idiots.
Well, and because of that, there's all kinds of the college campuses, the kids going down off the deep end on both sides, the protests and stuff. Good God, you know, get the facts. It's 28 at the hour now on the
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. United States is waiving visitor visa requirements for some Israelis. The Israeli embassy in Washington made the announcement yesterday and said Israel was now a part of the U.S. visa waiver program. Israelis can now apply for the program through the U.S. Customs and Border Protection mobile app. The move comes as the war rages between Israeli forces and the terrorist organization Hamas. President Biden is calling on American citizens to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine. During a primetime address last night, Biden says supporting the two nations is key to our national security. He says that America's leadership is what holds the world together, adding that both Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but want to annihilate a neighboring democracy.
I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine.
Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. This week, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. All right, Jay is off. Let's get to, as we've gone through many of the stories, number three. I think these, the ones that we'll spend time on in the next segment of the program, are the most important this week. And with regard to number three, the most important thing about the Trump situation is probably that his lawyer, Sidney Powell, pled guilty in Georgia to election interference. Yeah. So I don't know what that means. There are 18 others that have been charged.
On the surface, I can tell you exactly what it means.
Okay.
She got 6 years probation. That's what it means. And so
she didn't go to jail.
She obviously made a deal.
Yeah.
She was the one who came forward. I don't even know if she was ever officially Trump's lawyer. They like to call her that. But she was the one who said she had all the evidence and she was going to release the Kraken about the election. And then when she was pressed about what the Kraken was, she said, well, I'm the Kraken. I mean, I think she was... I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. It means that there's... I don't know. People are crazy. So now she's got 6 years of probation and no jail time. And this is perfectly set up to happen now so that the people on the other side of the aisle, the people who don't like Trump, are going to say, well, see, this woman, she's your lawyer, your best friend, your closest ally ever, which is not really true. They'll say that, and they'll say, yeah, she's guilty.
We're back to where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
Yeah. There's smoke, there's fire. So I didn't expect you'd like this.
I don't not like it. I just see it for what it is. They cut a deal to make Trump look bad, and she took it.
Uh-huh. Trump looks bad on his own. He doesn't need her help or anybody else's help.
I don't know. There's certainly a lot of people who like to make it. They like to try to make him look bad. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're threatened, because he can't be controlled.
Well, there's that, but there's other stuff. There's so many different things in this. There's so many different... You're cooking a stew here that is, you know, the ingredients change all the time. And I think that's
the only stew that I need is one that had world peace, that had a glowing economy, that had low gas prices, and that actually had some hope in the world. That's the stew that I want to eat. And that was the stew we had with President Trump, no matter how mean he was or how nasty he was or whatever he said or whatever he tweeted. Tired of it. He was a great president, and he can be a great president again.
Really? And that... sponsored announcement came to you from Jennifer Lawrence and the Trump campaign.
Yes, right. Just from my own heart, not a member of that campaign.
Vote for Trump and everything will be great. All right, so let's see here. That's number three. Number two, here we go. Jim Jordan doesn't look great, but then you're all reminded that it took McCarthy 15 votes to get where he is, and I'm going to bet on the 15th vote this time he's going to be back as House Speaker. And I'm sure you have, well, I don't know, I'm going to say I'm sure. What do you have for a read? Scalise's way out.
I think it's completely a disaster. And I think that while...
bad leadership there, man.
Well,
really bad leadership.
It's that Matt Gaetz decided he was going to shake things up.
What a jerk.
And I'm about shaking things up. I'm not a huge McCarthy fan. I think sometimes he does stuff. And, you know, I also understand that he's in a bad position. He had to make some deals with Democrats because that's what you have to do in politics.
You're talking about Gaetz or are you talking about McCarthy?
Talking about
Kevin McCarthy. Well, but Gaetz made the ultimate deal with the Democrats to screw over McCarthy.
I would definitely say that we should have probably thought a couple of steps down the road that if you're going to remove McCarthy, what happens next? And so a lot's been going on. You had Steve Scalise, who was the conference nominee, but he could never get the vote, so they never even did a floor vote on him. So he drops out. Then Jim Jordan is next. He gets the votes. And he has almost what he needs to get to the floor, so they start voting. He was 20 votes short the first time. In the second vote, he was 22 votes short. You have a lot of people, from what I'm hearing, the people who are not no because they don't like Jim Jordan. They're no because they're ticked off at Matt Gaetz for removing Kevin McCarthy. So,
well, as well they should be.
Well, yeah, okay, but be ticked off at him when you're not in front of the American people in a time of war when we need a congressional body that's up and operational.
Okay, but still, show him for what he is.
Well, that's fine, like I said. But right now, everything is shut down. And so then they were going to empower the Speaker pro tem. That was the next step. And Jim Jordan was going to back out this week. And then there was so much of an outcry, no one wanted that. So now Jim Jordan's back in the race. This could go on till the end of the year. It could go on into the next year. But it certainly is going to threaten the Republicans' majority, their opportunity to maintain their majority in the next election, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Well, makes them look bad. The Democrats never look good as far as I'm concerned, even though I voted for Democrats and Republicans because I consider myself.
They're always in lockstep, though, you know, and we always have public grievances in our side. So it's like, I don't know. At some point, I don't know who does it right. Like, it's gross that the Democrats are always in lockstep, and it's gross that the Republicans are always fighting. So who knows?
Well, they eat their young. All right. So speaking of Republicans, there are a lot of lawmakers and candidates who are connecting the Mexican border issue to nearly every political topic. Apparently the queen of this at the moment is your pal Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's running around wherever she can be invited. She's disconnected herself from Matt Gaetz. Didn't they go around doing a roadshow for a while,
she's
the two of them?
She's a Kevin McCarthy sympathizer, actually.
Yeah, I know she is.
She wasn't with Gaetz from the beginning of all this and was with McCarthy.
Yeah.
So I think where she goes with Gaetz is to visit January 6th prisoners, but I don't know if it's anything beyond that.
Yeah. Well, they did a couple of road trips together.
They
speaking,
did.
Yeah, they did. Anyway, she's saying that the whole problem in our country and the problems we're going to have with the people on the border. Well, and this is not new. I'm just interested to see, because sometimes she doesn't put sentences together particularly well. But this is kind of a cohesive thought pattern, bringing the concern that we have over what's going on in the Middle East back to the porous border. And she's not the first person to say it, but that was kind of interesting the way that she put it, frankly, the way that she brought it back around.
Well, I think I said that to you just earlier on, right?
Yeah.
That there is a direct link for people who say that the fight in Israel is not our fight. I go absolutely bananas, because this is not about the two-state solution. This is not about the future of the Middle East. This is about Hamas, a terrorist group that had a huge terror attack on the people of Israel. And if you don't think that we have the threat of terrorism here at home, especially with an open border for 3 years, I don't know what to tell you. And that is what she's getting at. That's what I think a lot of people are nervous about, is the fact that so many tens of thousands have come into the country unchecked.
Number one this week on the list that's published at talkers.com and also goodayshow.com, the war in the Middle East. I noticed a couple of different wrinkles here that we should focus on. A military base in southern Syria where U.S. troops have a presence. They're training. There's always that whole ruse about training. We're training the soldiers, training the Israeli soldiers and whoever else wants to get trained. There was a drone strike, and one of them was shot down, but the other one caused some minor injuries there at the base. And so is this just, it's not a big deal, but yet it is a big deal, because it's part of this overall widening,
There have been a lot of protests and people trying to get into American military bases this week.
Yeah.
And the bases and areas that are run by our allies as well. So, of course, it's a huge concern, because what the Hamas leaders are doing and former leaders are calling for, these global day of rage. Remember, last week it was the global day of jihad. Already this week we've had global days of rage. And when that happens, you get all of these protests. You get the violence. You get people who are getting stabbed in front of embassies. And it's frightening, because it's happening here at home. You know, normally when we see this chaos that's happened in the Middle East in our lifetime, it's over there. But now you're seeing a lot of it here as well. And lot of tempers flaring.
The MTV Music Awards have been canceled because of the Israeli-Hamas crisis.
This isn't a moment
for global celebration, they said.
Yeah.
This is the European Music Awards that have been canceled. And, okay, so Taylor Swift can't perform, and Miley Cyrus can't perform, Nicki Minaj can't perform, the Red Hot Chili Peppers can't perform. Metallica was supposed to be there even. Wow, that's an old moldy oldie, right? To be held November 5th, which is 2 weeks from this weekend, in Paris. That's an important date in the history of the planet, isn't it, November 5th?
I think so. Let me see what happened that day. The stars aligned. That's your birthday, Dougie.
All right. So let's thank you. Merry Christmas and happy birthday. The State Department has now issued a worldwide caution alert. In other words,
did you get yours? I got mine.
I'm just sticking here, back and forth to Los Angeles. That's it. Although Uri, before all this happened, was trying to convince me to come back to Israel for his birthday again this year.
I might skip that.
Yeah, I think I'm skipping it.
I might send flowers or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, are those of you who are trying, this is not going to do the airlines or travel companies any good, although a friend of mine here is going to France next week to take a trip down the Seine River. He's never been to France.
Wow.
So he and his wife are taking a week to have a ride down on the Viking cruise, which will be kind of a swell thing.
That sounds amazing. That'll be great. But it is scary. And the warnings are for all out travel outside of the U.S. At this point. You just got to stay vigilant.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how international travel going the other way, going westbound, is probably not so much, but it'll affect the travel. No question it'll affect it.
For sure.
Also being affected.
And they just recovered from COVID, and now you've got this again.
Right. So what about the violence? We kind of alluded to this earlier on. The way that some Palestinian Americans are being, victimized? Is that the right word? There's a lot of bigotry toward Palestinian Americans that has been, was started and then has become more prominent. And this, so the protests here and there, it's hard to go through a day without seeing a protest of some sort. College campuses loaded with all kinds of protesting, right? And now this stuff on the streets of New York and other cities, I don't know. It's just all of this stuff. It's good. I'm a big believer in protesting and expression. But also you wonder, what is it really doing, I think, as much as anything else. Along with the situation, the word on the Middle East, there are a lot of UFO sightings.
Yay, those are my... Now, see, now you're finally getting into some good news.
Yeah. All right. Quentin Tarantino visited the troops in Israel yesterday.
Well, that was nice.
To boost morale, he said, during the... See, Tarantino's not Jewish, but you don't have to be Jewish to enjoy what's what. You suppose everybody recognized him? Is he a recognizable figure?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Especially, well, I mean, I don't know how popular he is in Israel, but I do think that he is recognizable. He's got that face that's noticeable.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't find it interesting. So what are the takeaways after Biden went to Israel? He came back, and the next night he did a national speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what you took away from the speech. He talked both about Israel and Ukraine, looking for money, I think, as much as anything else. But one word, one word to describe
your thoughts. I'm glad he is standing with Israel. I'll say that kindly. Mm-hmm. I do think that we are in this situation because he's a weak leader.
Yeah. All right. There it is. That's a wrap for this segment of the Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at 48 After the Hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
After the hour Friday, and in this portion of our Friday program, every Friday we bring in Nick Miles, who has a website called rautoexpert.com, because he is the, it should be called theautoexpert.com, not our, but anyway, you get the gist of things. Nick is traveling in France this week. He goes from Korea 1 week to France the next week, and we'll be talking about Range Rovers, which is a favorite of his and mine. So we get to some of the things. He just likes to drive fast cars, and he can find a different angle to talk about them by being in different locations. So we get to that in a matter of moments. Whether it's for driving to school, driving to work, driving activities, heading off to college, the time usually and eventually will come when most teenagers are going to want their own car. John Richards is here with us now, and he has a story for you to consider if you're an overwhelmed parent trying to figure out what to do about a car for a teenager.
With National Teen Driver Safety Week in mind, the experts at Kelley Blue Book created the 2023 Best Cars for Teens. Brian Moody, Executive Editor, Kelley Blue Book.
Parents need to balance a vehicle's cost with its safety features. If budget allows, 2013 and newer vehicles come with what we consider the big three of safety features: anti-lock brakes, traction control, and stability control.
The list includes recommended used cars at various price points, along with helpful advice parents should consider when making the decision.
Our top picks include the 2017 Toyota RAV4 that offers a range of advanced safety technology. The 2018 Mazda CX-5 in the touring trim comes loaded with advanced safety and driver assist features. And the 2017 Honda CR-V EX is very young driver friendly, has our recommended driver assist and advanced safety features.
For the complete list of the 2023 Best Cars for Teens, visit KBB.com.
All right, so Nick Miles is here. You're driving Range Rovers in France, right? Is this a test of your interest in which size car? What, are you driving all of them, or which ones are you driving?
We're driving the new Evoque and Velar, which are the smaller children in the Range Rover.
Ugly. Right, they're ugly. And ugly.
You think so?
Awful. Ugly, yeah.
Is it something that you would buy your help? I don't know. It's smaller.
No. No. I wouldn't.
The smaller family members.
The only one that I like now, the Discovery, looks lousy. I just think the full-size one is the one that makes the most sense, at least for me. Although I've had a kind of an on-and-off love affair with LR4s. I think they were, and I don't know why. Well, we all know why they stopped making them. I keep looking around. Any one that I can find that has like 70, 80,000 miles, it's a 2012, 2013, man, you buy it because they're really a good value. Anyway, so why France? Why the Rover folks have you driving around in France?
Well, they have these things called the Range Rover House, and this is sort of the epitome of design and fashion. And Jerry McGovern, you know, who is the designer of all things Range Rover, he probably enjoys France more than anybody else, and so he always wants to go to France. And so they made the event in Paris. I'm not sad about it. You know, Paris is a nice place to visit. I'm not sure I want to live in Paris, but it's a nice place to visit. And it's the sad portion is the French and the English never got on. So they always put us in the slowest passport line when we arrived. But apart from that, nice place. Apart from the French, it's a nice place.
Yeah. All right. Tesla's recalling 55,000 Model X vehicles because of a brake fluid problem. There's another blight. The Tesla's still selling cars, though, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one because the Teslas that arrive in Europe tend to come from China, and you know how I feel about China.
Yeah,
me
too.
But at the same time, they're great on paper, but they don't seem to pan out that well in real life. They cost a lot of money to fix, and the batteries tend to be of a Chinese ilk, and I don't like that portion.
Yeah, no. You'd think that they'd get smart. I mean, Musk knows what the prevailing thinking is when it comes to China among thinking people, and because the Tesla is supposed to be for a person who thinks for him or herself, you'd think you'd kind of get the message, wouldn't you?
Honestly, I believe that he will sell them to whoever will buy them.
And yeah, but I'm talking about where they made.
Because yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, he will sell them to whoever will spend their money on them, and that's not a good way to go about business, Doug.
Nope, not at all. All right, well, you be safe. Have fun on those Range Rovers. Bring a couple home with you when you come. All right.
Absolutely.
Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com, here every Friday for your listening and dancing pleasure. It's always important to know what's going on in the world of cars, right? It's important.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.